Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi, visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climb the trees free as a song. One day I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox, punched a couple of holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. Well, I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing it to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next was hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell, but the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," that squirrel went up Harv Newton's coveralls. Harv leaped his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town in Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his fruit of the looms. Well, he fell to his knees to plead and beg, and that squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. Well, all the way down to the amen pew where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Well, shoot, should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs. She leaped her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. Well, she told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. And then she started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town in Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, seven demons and a pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the condo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass. Oh, the miracles God has brought to this old world. But the one I remember till my dying days, how he put that little church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town in Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" The day the squirrel went berserk in the first self-righteous church in that sleepy little town in Pascagoula, it was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Yeah, they were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!"
That's all, folks.